Hey, Silver Eagle. Happy 2026. This is our first podcast for the year of 26. And man, 2 months in, and what a strong start to the year. It's really exciting. You know, we talked a lot last year about some of the struggles we were having, but what a difference 2 months can make. So really great news on the sales side, and from what all of you are doing every day and executing in the market during tough times. You know, we kept growing market share through that period, and it looks like things are turning a bit, and you always come out of that stronger. So thank you to everybody for all the efforts we've kept going through last year. And so now, for 2 months into 2026, our largest suppliers are in the green. Our largest suppliers are all positive. We have Anheuser-Busch up 2%, Constellation's up 1.1%. Mark Anthony's 5.7. Essentia Water has had a struggle over the last few years, but it came back last year, and Essentia's up 10% so far this year. On the craft side, Carbox completely improved. They're a little bit off of positive, but they're close. They've had a couple of rough years, and they're really close there. St. Arnold continues to kill it. We all know what's going on with Cutwater, and that's not slowing down. But Beatbox. These are some highlights of some great brands that are doing very well this year and last year. Beatbox has done incredibly well with a great start this year. And Liquid Death, you know, a brand we've had a few years. It quietly does really, really good business for us. And now with the Liquid Death Energy, it's continued to be really strong for us. So a couple of brands that really jump out, large powerhouse brands, are positive. We have Modelo. Positive year to date, which struggled hard last year. Bud Light for the last few years. Now Bud Light's even positive year to date. Michelob Ultra, the number one beer in the United States, number one beer in Texas, number one beer in Houston. Michelob Ultra up 8% so far to start. That is massive. Thank you all so much. So I have the guest here today. Our guest is the president of the company, John Johnson. How's it going, John?
Pretty good, Tom. Thanks for letting me join your podcast. Yeah. You know, it's an honor to be here. And congratulations to you and the whole team on the start to the year. It's really great to see, because, you know, coming out of last year, as we were had a tough industry, a lot of headwinds, you know, really concerned about what was going to happen in the first quarter. Was volume going to decline off that soft industry? But we're seeing the industry starting to rebound a little bit. So it's very encouraging to see where we are and where the year is going to play out.
Awesome. So, you know, I have a couple of questions for you, John. You know, we have a lot of changes coming up. The move to Cyprus is a really big move for a lot of people. And as a company, how's the construction timeline coming? Are we on time? What do you think?
It's pretty exciting when you go on over there and you see the transformation of the upstairs area and the downstairs area, the new fleet area. It's going to be pretty spectacular. As we talk about, we always want to get better and improve. And if you go and look at over the last 6 years how our approach to the marketplace has changed, you know, we're cross-stocking Conroe and Rosenberg, you know, and now we've evolved out of the Houston facility over to the Cyprus facility. And it's going to improve our overall route to market and presence. And if you go and look at the upstairs area, where the group is all going to be together, I think it's going to improve the overall camaraderie and teamwork of the company, because, you know, people right now, as we're set up, might not see people in a given month, or maybe they might see them, you know, in the hospitality room. But in the new setup, everybody's right there, right across the hall from each other, and it's going to really bring the team together. So I'm pretty excited about it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So on a high level, you know, what's your vision? Let's take a 10-year look and your vision of Silver Eagle and what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could look out 10 years, but I think I can only state what our approach is going to be. You know, I think as an employee of Silver Eagle, you know that we're always going to be looking for new avenues to grow. And we talk about having a growth mindset. Who knows what we're going to be in 10 years, because we're a beverage distributor. And so there's going to be different categories I could see us participating in, and continuously trying to utilize the team that you have built to maximize the capabilities of the company. So, you know, it doesn't truly answer your question, but I, you know, if you're going to look at it, I would venture to say we'll be a little bit deeper in spirits, which we really don't have much of a presence in spirits. I could see that continued evolution of the non-alcohol portfolio. And you know, our key suppliers, Anheuser-Busch and Constellation, are in a great position right now. And so, you know, if you look at how Anheuser-Busch has evolved with the, actually today they're closing on the BeatBox acquisition, you know, what else will Anheuser-Busch bring? I know Constellation is going to be moving into RTDs in the future. So it's trying to get as much out of the marketplace as possible.
Awesome. So talking about where you see things going and developing, you know, also not only are you the president of Silver Eagle, but you're the president of Redwood Beverages. As that looks at Ohio and Florida, what's the vision for the Redwood Beverages?
Yeah, not too dissimilar to what Silver Eagle is. You know, as we, one of the objectives of Redwood Beverages is to have a growth mindset. And if you go and look at our partner in Redwood, you know, we want to grow within the beverage space. We've talked about trying to double, you know, where we're at. And if you look at where we are now, we'll be just under 90 million cases, the largest supplier for Anheuser-Busch, the third largest supplier for Constellation. And you can go on down the list of where we, the impacts that we have on with our suppliers. So, you know, it takes two to tango, but, you know, if you go and look at last year, we were able to acquire 7 million cases in Ohio. We have a position in Florida where we'll become a majority with Tri-Eagle within the next 3 years. So, you know, with those coming on, I see us growing in Florida. I see opportunities in Ohio. And, you know, who knows what else is going to come our way within Texas and or other parts of the country. We just have to make sure it fits our overall makeup really well. But what we have done, or our employee base here in Houston has done in setting up Redwood Beverages, is pretty exciting because it's there to support more. And the things that our employees have done to transition into support for three companies is pretty exciting, and it creates opportunities for us to do more.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's so exciting to be on your podcast too, Tom.
Well, thank you, John. So all good stuff. I'm going to wrap this up. I'll end it with, you know, thank you again to everybody. We talk about this regularly, but it takes everybody in this company to sell a case of beer. There's no job that goes by that does not have an impact on what we sell. So thank you to everybody at Silver Eagle for the start to this year. We'll do this once a quarter, and I'm really excited and very confident that we'll be here in the next meeting having more good news for all of you. So you all have a great day.